I'm actually in a grave right now, as you can see. SubhanAllah, it's, you know, Allah, the Creator, is saying in the Quran. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. That every soul will taste death. And the Prophet ﷺ had told us to think often about the destroyer of pleasures, because we get caught up living life. Some of us are living a really good life, acquiring wealth, having families, children, and doing many good things. But then there's others that are just delighting in their passions, whims and desires, and forgetting to give thanks, forgetting to prepare for this reality. Look in this box that we're going to actually be in. It's a, there's hope there for the person who's prepared for this day, who's invested in the hereafter, who has tried to live a good life, a life that is upon pleasing the Almighty, the one who has given us life, who will give us death, the one who we're going to return back to. We lived upon the way that He told us to live, and we were in a constant state of taqwa, of God consciousness, reminding ourselves of this day, not being heedless of it. And then it comes and we're asleep, just going through life like zombies, fitting in, following our desires. And the signs come to us. You might be watching this and it's a sign to reflect. And that's something we can all agree upon, that death, it will come to us all. So we can either be asleep to it, or we can be awake and then trying to figure out, what am I created for? What's the purpose of my life? Is it to acquire houses, mansions, money, go through all the drama and stress, and then I die, and then what, I just fall asleep, I turn to dust? No. This is just the transition point. From here we move on to the hereafter, the day of judgment, and then it's the deciding factor, paradise or the hellfire. And this is what Jesus, Moses, Abraham, the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, all of the messengers that the Almighty sent, that Allah sent, they all warned people. They called people to worship the Creator, not the creation, to do good deeds, and to prepare for a day of reckoning, of bringing oneself to account now. And that's the test of life. So this is a great reminder for myself, SubhanAllah, first and foremost. And this is where it started for me. The turning point was really contemplating and thinking about this moment. Just, you know, that we're going to be in this box right here. SubhanAllah. Six feet under. And you can't take none of it with you. That's it. We know that three things follow us to the grave. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and told us that your family will follow you to the grave, your wealth, and your deeds. Two will stay behind, but your deeds will come with you. So let's really live purpose, seek out purpose if you haven't found it. And the best way to do that is with a sincere heart, asking the one who created the heart, the one who created you, the one who created me, the universe and everything in it, to guide us, and the people who have found that guidance to live upon it. No matter what you've done in the past, now is the time to get it right, to make tawbah, to repent, and SubhanAllah, to be prepared. This is that moment that's going to come to us. So be awake now. Otherwise, when the reality kicks in, when it happens and you've been asleep, it's going to be of no benefit. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. كل نفس ذائقة الموت.